absolutely love Thursdays. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the boys and girls and animals. Welcome to the program. Let's not leave anyone out. We don't care your pronoun. It's great to have your company. On the program, Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy here on 1170 AM. SEN in Sydney through 693 in Queensland. You're taking us for the first hour. Wherever you're listening on the app, maybe you're listening on the podcast and you're getting us later in the day, maybe next week, and you'll already know what we're about to talk about. But Brandy, Thursday, footy starts again. Another huge game when we're talking NRL, Roosters, Panthers, and you have had a pretty big, well, not quite 24 hours, but since you went off air yesterday, it's been pretty big and it's had a lot to do with Penrith.
Yes. Jumped in the car, Vossie, and departed from you yesterday morning about 20 minutes early because I had a deadline to get, had to get to Penrith by 10:15. Just as I was leaving the house, word came through that there'd been an accident on the M4. So there was all sorts of worries about where the accident was. Anyway, I got out there, no problem. Got out there right on time to be involved in the jersey presentation for Maverick Geyer, which was very exciting for the family and has been all weekend. A lot of anticipation whether he was going to get named over the weekend when trying to, you know, put the dots together. Mav was taken off playing New South Wales Cup at Belmore Oval, and I was talking to MG about it yesterday, and he said, I thought Mav was going all right. When they pulled him off, I was worried. I thought, MG said to Megan, Mav's been hooked. Like, just hooked, yes. Yeah. So he had no idea. So he got to the end of the game thinking, Mav, what, you know, why'd you come off? You didn't go back on. No worse. So they were feeling pretty ordinary. Anyway, it wasn't until Mav spoke to MG and said, look, Dad, you know, I might be a chance of being picked next week.
Ooh,
so anyway, so that
secret,
started
zip the lips, Dad. Zip the lips.
That started the little roll. But the jersey presentation was fantastic yesterday. MG spoke beautifully. Mav got up and spoke. And they were both great. They were both terrific. I went with Megan. Maverick's older brother Logan was there too. So there was five of us in the dressing room. The reception that the boys, MG and Megan said, well, Megan said, look, I've been involved in footy for a long time. Like, Megan grew up, you know, with me and my two brothers playing footy. Yet we all played grade. You know, my middle brother, Pete, he played under 23s and bit of reserve grade for Penrith too. So my sisters grew up in a rugby league family, but Megan said, I've never experienced anything like that. Walking into the dressing room and the players and the staff and the rousing reception that they gave all of us and Maverick when he spoke, she said, it blew me away.
That's so good.
So it was... Yeah, it was so good. And Ivan's
culture.
Done
culture.
So...
You're talking about club. Culture's a word that just gets thrown around. Well, it's obviously a strong culture at Penrith.
MG said to me, he said, that's why they're winning. That, like, the feeling in that dressing room, and it was a cramped little dressing room, and all the players and all the staff were in there, and it was such a reception that Megan said, oh, well, I've never experienced anything like that. That was...
That is a great tale. That is a great time. Now, Dean Ritchie's come up with a bit of gold today too. So Maverick will make his debut. What is it? Is it 40 years to the day since yours? Are we talking the actual day? 40 years to the day?
28th of March. Well, I was driving out there yesterday.
Uncle Brandy.
Uncle Brandy. I was driving out there yesterday and Bulldog rang me and he said, Brandy, did you know? He said, I've just found out that you made your debut on the 28th of March, 1984. And I said, wow. Really? 40 years ago? To the day? And he just said, do you remember much about your debut? And I told him how it happened. And I wasn't until last year that I really put that down as my debut game. I always spoke about my debut game, and I've always said, and me and Paul Dunne have made our debuts on the same day. He was playing for the Roosters, and I was playing for the Panthers, round 3, 1984. I never considered running onto the field at Brookvale Oval the week before after playing reserve grade as my debut game.
There you go.
But that is true. That's how it's measured these days.
Well, it's remiss of me not to say happy anniversary, Brandy. 40 years.
40 years ago.
That's four decades. You realise that? That's four decades.
Yes.
Yes, it's, that's a long time.
Now, speaking
how
of
how many
long
days
times,
is that? That's 14,600 days. No, even more than that because leap years. So yeah, I just worked that out. That's 14,610 days since you made your debut. How's the last 14,610 days been, Brandy?
It's a lot of waking up, Rossi.
Well, which is a good thing. It's a good thing to wake up.
Now, it's Throwback Thursday, Andrew. So apart from the sport that we've got happening tonight, we've got the Roosters and the Panthers doing battle. In the NBL, it is, it's crunch time. Melbourne up against Tasmania. In the AFL, the sides that haven't been scratching around down the bottom of the ladder, the Brisbane Lions and Collingwood do battle up there in Brisbane. And I think, well, I've been doing the Brisbane weather all week, and it's been, every day has been raining. So it's going to be, could be a wet weekend.
Brandy, it sounds like you're leading us down to, you can have tomorrow off because tonight's so big in sport. Is that where you're headed? Grand final rematch AFL, Roosters, Panthers, NRL, basketball, whole shebang could be decided. Is that grounds for Friday day
off? Could be. Let me think about that. But it's Throwback Thursday, Vossi, and we're going to talk to a man that has been called the caller of all race callers, Paul Ambrosoli. And you were telling, and we've been chatting a little bit about Paul before we came on air this morning, and you said Paul, you know, work six days a week. Called the dogs everywhere, and never had barely had a sick day in those.
I don't believe he
almost
had one.
50 years, Vossi. Almost 50 years of calling.
I think that's the claim. Never had a sick day. Now this is back in the day when Paul Ambrosoli, the voice of Greyhound Racing, and we didn't have Sunday racing like we have now. So Paul would call six nights of the week. He'd be there, and he'd be not just the big tracks in Sydney, Wentworth Park and Harold Park, used to have the dogs, but he'd be Dapto, he'd be Bulleye, he'd be Gosford. You know, he did the rounds.
Yeah.
And there are legendary stories of being so sick, he's wrapped in a blanket in the commentary box but didn't miss a day's work. There's
stories of having
hiccups before calls and things.
Right, but there must have been some sort of, like, over almost a 50-year period of calling and driving to all those race meetings, there had to be some case. Drama, you know, some dramas around car, you know, getting there and traffic jams and all that sort of stuff. But just on it, so Paul Ambrosoli mightn't have missed a day's work in 50 years.
Yeah.
Charlie's not here today.
No.
Charlie's
that's
not
where
here.
We go with that.
Well, that's
Dan
where
was
we're going
to be here, and he didn't turn up either, so lost everyone.
Lieutenant Dan, who has moved on to you know, greener grass. The grass isn't always greener, but he's moved
fake
over.
Grass.
Yeah, fake grass. Yeah, he was coming back. He was going to do a celebrity stint for us this morning, but rang up earlier in the week.
Yeah,
and said he had a cold and couldn't be available Thursday.
There we go. Right. What a timely that we have Paul Ambrosoli on. I reckon we're asking you right now, 1300 01 1170, just away from the sport because we've got some meaty subjects to get into. Are you out there that you have worked every day of your life? Are you just a not sick day? Like I've missed the occasional rugby league match, and I hate it. I hate missing a game, you know, commentary. Mm. But you know, you're so sick you can't get off the, you know, you're driving the porcelain bus. That's normally the one. You know, you push through with colds, sore throats, all those sorts of things.
Yep.
Out there listening right now, I reckon we're going to find people that have worked every day of their life. 1300 01 1170, or do you know someone who just turns up for work every day they have to? Get on the text as well, 0457 736 736. I reckon they're worth a shout out. I really do. Acknowledge people over a long span who just keep on working. They turn up, they're committed, good on them. Now, Brandy. And Paul Ambrosoli, he'll come up after 8, Throwback Thursday. He'll have
looking
some
forward to that.
The AFL, the drug story. Yeah. They admitted everything. Yeah. And without apology, is what they said. Let's kick off our discussion with the AFL CEO, Andrew Dillon, speaking yesterday.
That will continue to happen because what we're trying to do is prioritise the health and safety of our players. We don't want our players if there's a chance that they might have a substance in their system, we don't want them training and we don't want them taking part in matches for their health and welfare above anything else. It is absolutely imperative that no doctor or club official should ever allow or encourage a player to take the field knowing they've recently taken an illicit substance that may be harmful to their health and or may be deemed performance enhancing. The monitoring of players is highly confidential. A doctor or healthcare professional generally cannot disclose the nature of the clinical intervention or condition to others unless the player consents. It's about rehabilitation and intervention, and it has made, over the 19 years it's been in place, it's made a difference to a number of players' lives. And if it was only one or two players, it would be worth it. But I know that it's been more than that. So it has worked. It continues to work. But it could be better. And that's why we're reviewing it.
Is this just some sort of trying to put a positive spin on what has gone down for them?
Very bullish, weren't they?
That's how they are. That is the AFL, isn't it? Isn't the AFL all about brand protection and just pushing their game out as hard as they can?
I heard a grab was run on SEN News for a good part of the day yesterday where Mr. Dillon said, we are unapologetic about the protection of the privilege of doctor-patient relationship. And they're using the word privilege. Mm. And that made me so angry because I probably tuned into the news about six times and heard the same grab. I'm going to hop on my high horse now, Brandy. I have had a gutful. I hate drug sellers, first and foremost. Father of three, okay? Never taken an illegal drug in my life. So, am I a dinosaur? Maybe I am. But I hate drug sellers. Don't throw at me anyone is entitled to privilege. Since when does someone who goes out on a night out... So, what the AFL is saying is, we'll cover up the breaking of the law, okay? It's the law of the land, and it's the law of your sport that they break up. Since when does someone who go out, so in the case of the AFLW players and others, just for a night out, they know they're doing wrong. Mm-hmm. So they break the law. They break the law of the land. They break the law of their sport. They support drug sellers, their industry, by buying. Why do they get privileges? What privilege is there? It should be open go. Journalists, if they want to give the names up, well, do it. I'm not going to... What the Herald did the other day, they shouldn't be... looked down on because they broke the AFL policy. You don't name players. Why do you have any privileges if you break the law? Why is it privilege? Since when is someone who goes on a night out, takes drugs, a patient? How does that work? I'm sick of it. You know what my policy would be now? You don't get back on the field until you give us your phone records of who you called to buy the drugs. And that would stop drug sellers selling to sports people because they're going to get given up. It may not, but I'm saying I've had a gutful. I'm sick of it. Yep. Sick of it. Yep. Sick of it that you get privileges if you take drugs. You know you are doing wrong, and drug sellers ruin people's lives. Full stop.
Yeah. Well, no one could argue with that, Vossi. Your stance. No, I don't. You think the uncertainty and rumor surrounding stories in the AFL they've been around the edges of it. And I think those in Melbourne, and you only have to talk to Vossi, you know, I've spoken to a couple of AFL people and over the last 24 hours, and they've said, well, we all knew that there was something wrong in Dodge. We all knew that, you know, we knew that there was players taking drugs, but we just thought it was the strike policy that protected their names. And you know, there was a fair bit of innuendo. And I brought it up with Jared about a month ago and said, Jared, I'm only a part-time listener and watcher of commentary around AFL, but there seems to be a massive problem in the Melbourne Footy Club. Yeah, they're talking. And now, when this comes out, you go, oh, okay, well, that is it. That's the elephant in the room that they have been protecting. They have been
lying. The point you raised yesterday was a beauty. The point you raised, at some point, they sat around, and they're saying like 19 years ago, sat around, this would be a really good idea. It's policy that we won't speak of, but we can't tell anyone. Yes. This would be a really good idea. This is how we're going to deal with it.
Well, they've done well to keep it a secret for so long. But then I think the AFL journalists, they don't they don't want to tread on anyone's toes down there. It seems like it's all one big conspiracy. The media know about it. They're not going to say anything. They have been lying to the public. Well, let's just pull him out with a hamstring. Got a hamstring problem. Out.
Anyway. How many people get muddied by it? Those who had legitimate injuries are now under suspicion over all those times. By the way, the IPL, biggest ever score. Sunrisers Hyderabad, 3 for 277. We'll talk about that a little later. Travis Head went nuts, 62 off 24. But have your say on those things, on the working ethic. If you want to shout, you talk up yourself, talk up someone else who's never missed a day's work. Love to hear from you. 1300 01 1170. And obviously the AFL story is huge. We'd love a Thursday threesome if you got some tips, Brandy. And of course, who do we sing for?
We sing for our people, Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. You can give us a call on the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. Get in the running to be the Club Med Caller of the Year for your chance to win a trip to Bali worth almost 10 grand. Thanks for making the switch to Sydney's home of sport, SEN, 1170 AM. Come on, let's get together. Bossy, it's partly cloudy across Sydney with a slight chance of a shower. We're heading for 25 in the city, 27 in the west. Up in Brisbane, Patton Hills will be along 6 a.m. local time. Rain up there today again. That's 4 days straight, 24 degrees. We're here for Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers.
Talking about not having a day off work, Dave from Seaspray. How good's this text to kick off things today? So opening the batting with this. My old boss told me to bring the death certificate if you have a sick day. Charlie's brought in 4 death certificates in his time working here on SEN. Yeah.
Charlie's
COVID 17 times. COVID 17 times he had COVID. 17. Yeah. Wow.
No, the cake one was the best.
Oh, beautiful.
The had to bake his girlfriend a cake on a birthday at early morning. But
just amazing.
But Lieutenant Dan rang up Monday and said he's got a cold. I can't work Thursday. How's that happen? That can't happen.
This one, never missed a day of work in over 40 years unless I've been sick or my golf swing needs some work. Marty from Richmond, thank you for that. Lots of people saying, like self-employed, if they don't get their sorry ass out of bed, they don't get paid. So you get yourself up, you go to work. There we go. And question about Paul Ambrosoli, in relation to never missing a day off work, did he get stuck into the DeBortley wines? Lubricating his throat with DeBortley wines every night kept PA going strong for a long time. He also used to appear on Sports World with Rex Mossop on Sunday mornings. There you go. So he did work Sunday. So he didn't call the dogs. But he had the gig with Rex Mossop. Yes, no, he did. So DeBortley wines. Yeah, that was great.
So when he parked Saturday night and then with Rex Sunday morning, how dodgy is the AFL? Frank the Shark says the entire leadership should be replaced and charged with criminal behaviour. This is a disgrace for the whole game. How could you be bothered following AFL now you know there are so many cover-ups going on? It's a smother-a-thon, isn't it?
What about the AFL's new theme song? It's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Cocaine, doo-doo-doo. Is that their song?
Let's go to the open line, Vossie. Yeah. Let's go to the open line. Pete from Ashfield is there. G'day, Pete.
Yeah.
Ooh, a bit scratchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no good, Pete. We're going to have to fix that line up. Jace, North Parramatta. Jace, come in, mate.
G'day, Brandy. G'day, Bossy. Look, boys, I've only got 2 things this morning. The first one's about Maverick Guy. So what a wonderful moment that must have been, and you described it really well, Brandy, or Uncle Brandy. And... massive moment for MG and also Megan. I absolutely agree with what MG mentioned in terms of the culture at Penrith.
Yes.
And I'm sure, yeah, that must have been an amazing moment. And for what Megan witnessed as well, I'd go back to the grand final again. Now, you'd know probably more about this too, Brandy. The Samoan Lays that the boys were wearing, and they weren't just the Samoan boys. Nathan was wearing it well into the night.
Yep.
They must have been fashioned by either families of the players or supporters. Do you know much about that? Because I was pumped, and I'm a Māori. I'm from a Māori background. Yep. And I loved it.
Yeah, I don't know who fashioned who made them, Jace. I'm not sure, but I'm assuming it would have been one of the families. Yes, either Brian To'o's or Stephen Crichton's family or Jerome. Yeah, number of some old boys, but yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that goes to the heart of Penrith as the club, that they, you know, don't just talk about integration and recognising different cultures, they actually live it. So, look, for me, what a wonderful moment it'll be. I've only got one other thing, boys. The AFL CEO, I mean, talk about gaslighting at the highest order. My only comment there is, if that had come out of the mouth of a Chinese coach or a CEO or a Russian sort of person, you know, executive, sports executive, what would we all be thinking in Australia?
Yeah. 100%, Jace.
Leave that out there, Jace. That puts you in line to be the Club Med Caller of the Week. That's a strong point. Throwing that one out there. Greg on the thank you for the call, Jace, and beautifully put as well, the points you've raised. Greg on the text says, you need to realise the AFL drug policy has been implemented in conjunction with the AFL Players Association. This means the players have already signed off and are happy with the drug policy. If you want to talk it up, if you're in support of it, if you think it's great what they're doing, have your say here. I think we've got Peter of Ashfield's line fixed up, Brandy.
Yeah, g'day, Pete.
Yes, good morning. Is that better?
Yes, that's much better, mate. Gotcha. Loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, just about this AFL debacle, I'll call it. I was led to believe Andrew Wookie went to table more documents yesterday and they refused to, the Albanese government refused to accept them. So I don't know what's going on there.
Correct, that is correct.
Is that right?
It was blocked, yep. Not to be tabled in Parliament. I think Prime Minister Albanese said that that's for the Sports Integrity Australia to deal with, not the government.
Fair enough.
That's why they kiboshed it.
I'm a massive AFL fan, and but just nobody does spin like them. I waited all day yesterday for the spin, and when they started talking about 2005, I mean, I'd be embarrassed to mention they've had something in place for 19 years. The whole world's changed, you know, in 19 years. And they've got this policy, it's been working and we're
happy with it.
I mean, it's you just can't believe it.
No, that's right. Pete, you can't believe it.
I don't think anyone's buying it. That's the thing. And I expected them to trot out what they did trot out because they just, like I said, they're the greatest spin doctors and covering your ass is a mob you've ever met. And,
that's true.
I don't know. This is just going to be a simmering sore front, you know, until they move with the times. Because like they said, it's just not accepted in, I don't believe it to be accepted in any sport in the world, you know.
Did they mention it's a criminal offence that we're actually covering up? It's a criminal offence. It's not just protection and welfare of athletes. It's actually a criminal offence. So anyway.
The Windsor Warrior says, along the same lines, Pete, Brandy, I think, and boys, what you were saying is the AFL is so far up its own arse that they think they can tell everyone the smell of poo and rotting carcasses is actually nothing but chocolates and red roses. They have got it. But they have got some front, haven't they? AFL have got some.
They were bullish
front.
Yesterday. Bullish about it. Yeah, you know, this is the way to do it. Peter of Ashfield, glad we got your line fixed. Great call, mate. Really good call. And you can all give us a call on the Great Southern Bank Open Line. Our number is 1300 01 1170. Live happily, clever after with Great Southern Bank.
Yes, Fossey. 6:30 news is up next. 5:30 if you're in Brisbane. Straight back after the news. Some sporting headlines.
Just cleared his foot. Picked up the length very well again. Hard back down the ground for four. Or just over for four.
Good win, important win for Sunrisers Hyderabad. But Pat Cummins, it smiles today. Could have been frowns in that first game where they lost by 6 runs. But they can exhale because in really good conditions they have entertained the country, viewers around the world to where the T20 game has gone and where it continues to go from a batting perspective.
Well, the music, that's the IPL desk there and music underneath. Very good. Just looking at some of the bowling figures, so four of the bowlers went for over 14 and over. That is a run rate of 14 and over, making 277. And by the way, Pat Cummins is in the winning team. He bowled, he had 2 for 35 off four in the Mumbai Indians batting innings. Now, staying on cricket, the Australian women's team have beaten Bangladesh in the third and final ODI. Australia bowled out Bangladesh for just 89 in 27 overs. They charged down the total in the 19th over. It was easy, and I can just quote you some of the wicket takers. Kim Garth took 3 for 11 off 7 overs. Ash Gardner, 3 for 25 off 6.2. Sophie Molyneux, 2 for 23 off 7. And Elise Perry, 2 for 17 off 4, the bowling figures.
Okay. Tennis, Fossey. Novak Djokovic has revealed he split from his coach, Goran Ivanišević. Was it Ivanišević that beat... He beat Pat Rafter in a Wimbledon final, Ivanišević? He became Novak's main coach in March 2022, having previously worked alongside Djokovic's longtime mentor, Marion Vada, for several years.
Max Jorgensen, I've got a bit of rugby news for you. Max Jorgensen has extended his contract with Rugby Australia for another 2 years, turning down a switch to the NRL. He told Trent Robinson, the Roosters coach, that his heart is in rugby union. On the Super Rugby front, what about this drama? So Crusaders playing the Chiefs tomorrow. You know, huge game, because Chiefs are 4-1, Crusaders are 0-5. And the mandated All Blacks rest policy comes into play. So the star playmaker for the Chiefs, the number 10, Damien McKenzie, who's having a storm, you know, an absolute storm of this year, he just sits out the game. Like a huge game. It's like telling Nathan Cleary, you've got to sit down. How does that work? So the Super Rugby is just like an exhibition tournament, is it? And you get told when you can and can't play because the All Blacks later in the year. Surely it's not too taxing, the Super Rugby season. I mean, that's their job, isn't it? Playing rugby.
Yeah.
So the star player has to stand down from the huge game, like a huge game.
Yeah. Have you got an answer for that? I haven't got an answer for that. I need some rugby person to ring me up and say, that's a good idea. An American bookmaker have offered the rights to stream NRL matches on their platform as part of rugby league's push into America. So American bookmakers, this is the betting, have offered the rights to stream the NRL matches. There we go, Vossi.
Very good. Thanks for making the switch to SEN 1170 AM, the home of sport in Sydney. Our Great Southern Bank open line number is 1300 01 1170. Our line's available right now, so jump on the phone for your chance to be our Club Med caller of the week. And we're going to get to the texts and calls in just a moment, Brady.
Yeah, breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. Come on, let's get together. This is very good. You can win weekly prizes and a major prize of an NRL grand final experience thanks to the brand of hot water that comes on steady, hot and strong ream. Visit nrltipping.sen.com.au, Andrew. We were chatting before the show about a sports person that I'd never heard of, but he's earning $13 million over the next 3 years, and he's an Aussie.
Yeah.
Like, we have so many Aussie kickers over in the NFL. Like, we actually, some get lost, and Cameron Johnston is one of those, Vossi. Yeah. There's some high-profile ones last year. Wisniewski playing for the 49ers. There was a couple more that I just can't recall their names at the moment. But Cameron Johnston has just signed a $13 million contract, three-year, $13 million contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He's at 34. Like, here we are waxing lyrical. You're right, Brandy. We're waxing lyrical with David Ricci. I bet Reece Walsh, 1.1, yeah. You know, 5 years. He's getting, you know, $5.5 million. Richest contract in Broncos history. Hold my beer. Cameron Johnston. Like, he was an AFL draft pick for Melbourne back in the day. Never played a game for Melbourne. Never cut it. Never played a single AFL game for Melbourne.
Delisted after a year.
And is now into his mid-30s getting $13 million. How good is that?
That is. So I wondered what happened to him. So he was picked up by Melbourne after playing school footy in Melbourne. And then he got delisted after 1 year in 2010. He went to... So he's a pro kick graduate again. Pro kick in Australia have produced so many kickers. Went to Ohio State University for 3 years. then played for the Eagles for three, Houston for three, and he was with Houston last year, the Houston Texans, who made the playoffs last year. He was with them, now has signed that big deal. That's incredible.
Let's continue on with the texts and some really good ones coming in. This one from Nizam. Good morning, Vossie and Brandy. I've been a doctor in the public health system since 2011, and I find the AFL administrators' attitude towards illicit drug use as abhorrent. While we're privileged to patient-doctor confidentiality, it is never in our job description to be a complicit in breaking the law and an accomplice. I have seen too many cases where illicit drug use wrecks people's lives and their families, including young children. Can't get any stronger than that.
No.
From the coalface. From the coalface.
Yeah, but
he's
right.
Someone sat in the room back 19 years ago. Remember the point you made, Brandy? I think it's the best point made. Someone sat around and said, yeah, good idea. Let's do it.
Let's smother it. Let's smother.
Yep. 19 years ago.
Can't have players going positive for drugs on game day, which would see them ruled out for 4 years, and it'd be a stain on the game. Did you watch any 360 last night?
I didn't see 360 last night, to be honest.
Just someone Wednesday's talking about former players. He just said, I watched 360 last night, and he said Blocker and Benny seemed to be put out that they weren't invited to West Tigers games, which I can't imagine. As a member, he says, Michael, I put in over $1,000 a year via my membership. I support West Tigers alumni, but not sure about funds going to old Balmain or West players for some free drinks. They have been acknowledged at the Centre of Excellence. I didn't see it, so I can't comment, but
sponsors from time to time. I don't know if that would be a mandatory... I don't think it has to be a mandatory. You've got free pass for life, is there?
No, it isn't. No, it's not. But so what Penrith do? Penrith have a box just for the old boys. So they have 20 old boys per game. They invite different eras. Sometimes it's, the 60s.
It's not every week, yeah.
No, it's not every week.
System. No.
Different players, different eras.
This one, I don't have a problem with the AFL drug scandal. You want to take something to enjoy that sport, says the Hedgehog, so he's got a different spin on it. Simon says, well said, Vossi, I totally support your strong stance on drugs in sport and society. I had my say at the top of the program. If you want to go back and have a listen, you can do that on the podcast. But yesterday just made me angry. I just got angrier every time I heard the grab of the CEO of the AFL say we're unapologetic for this stance. I think you're just covering up criminality, to be honest.
Yeah, the Farm Eagle says, boys, I hate drugs. What iPhone crazy is wanna player gets in trouble for drink driving? That's a bit...
Yeah. I think that's or spell correct. I think it means what I find crazy in the phone. What I find crazy, yes.
Yeah, is a player gets in trouble for drink driving, they're crucified, which they should, yet all these players that are driving to training with drugs in their system are committing the same offence, yet nothing happens to them. It is crazy, says Farm Eagle.
Off the cuff, are they obliged now to be totally transparent? No, they're not changing. They're absolutely bullish yesterday. This is our policy. It's now news to you. It's actually been our policy for 19 years. That's two decades, just about. And we're not changing a damn thing. So stick it. Don't like it? Shove it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can give us a call on the Great Southern Bank open line 1300 011 70. Every caller is in the running to be our Club Med Caller of the Week. We're here for Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Walk down memory lane coming up.
Come on, let's stick together.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
For us.
He's
on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on this day.
Vossie, Thursday the 28th of March, and in 1930, Turkish cities Constantinople and Angora changed their names to Istanbul and Ankara.
Your best ever. Well done, Brandy, on researching that. Much, much appreciated. Australian TV presenter Tony Barber is 84 today.
Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century.
And now here's the star of the century, Tony Barber.
And if that doesn't officially happen the cricket season, I don't know what does. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. Wherever you're watching from, I'm glad to have your company tonight. Hope you'll enjoy the game.
He was a bubbly character, wasn't he?
Yes. He'd come out bubbly? Playing cricket. That's what he would do. He would have run out and he's played a shot or he's done a golf swing. Yeah, good gear. Yeah. Good gear.
Actor Vince Vaughn is 54 today.
And I'd like to play some catch-up on finding out who's inside here. Okay?
Jeremy. Jeremy, you're amazing.
Oh, God, I think you're amazing.
Oh, my God, don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good. Because I'd find you.
Right, that's the ground we picked. That could have been Dodgeball. We could have got something from
that
Dodgeball.
That was a great movie, Dad. No, that was a great movie.
All right. Okay.
Wedding Crashers?
What was it? Former Australian Idol judge Dicko is 61 today. Dicko. Yeah. There we go. Hello, Brandy.
Nathan Callis is 46 today. And happy birthday to Lady Gaga. She's 38.
She'll be listening. Googling Lady Gaga's real name. Need some help from you listening. And it was on this day in 1972 that Elvis Presley recorded this song.
King.
Great stuff. By the way, Lady Gaga's real name, Stefani Joanne Angelina Germanotta. Thank you to John. Mm. Came straight through on the text. How quick's that? Fast fingers. Get that out.
That is good. That is good. Yeah. Is it any surprise about the dodgy AFL and their protection racket down there? Is this the state where former Premier Kim Jong Dan and his band of spin doctors once dictated? All tarred with the same brush, said Meatball.
Okay, thank you for that. Keep the texts coming and the calls coming. Dude, there are a lot of texts, aren't there? VB, I'm not an AFL fan, but come on, it's black and white. It's illegal. It's wrong. And yes, we all have the right to choose what we do, but that doesn't make it right or legal. I hope that sponsorships and funding gets pulled from AFL. Also, come on the Knights, two in a row, please, for the Newcastle Knights. We're going to talk a bit of rugby league straight out of Seven. With a big night ahead, Roosters and Panthers, AFL Grand Final rematch, basketball as well. See you later, Queensland, SENQ, 6:93 a.m. Patton Hill's coming up. Stay tuned, though, on your home of sport in Sydney, SEN 1170 a.m.